I'm Liza.
And I'm Kristen.
And you're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show. That was really fascinating.
Yeah.
I have not spent a whole lot of time wrapping my head around death and dying.
Sure.
Other than that cremation part and the song. That's it.
Exactly. What's the song, just in case I have to give the boys a little help?
Oh, now you're Spirit in the Sky.
Nice. Yeah.
What, do you know that band?
No, but what I can tell you, as I asked you that, I realized I have probably like 5 different people's funeral plans in my head, and they're really not in my head. And so I hope that I don't disappoint. But, you know, if I did, then I'll have to take my reckoning in the next dimension.
You'll never know about it if you did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what was one thing that really stood out for you?
Well, it is that whole idea about death in general. But I think what really struck me when I was listening to both Dawn and Danita was kind of the messages they've garnered from watching so many people die. And it really hit home that on your deathbed, you're not wondering how much money is in your bank account. You're not saying, I wonder if, you know, my stock rose to this, or if my status, whatever you would be using to measure your status, depending on your job or your personal life, that really it is about the relationships. You know, have I said everything I want to say to the people I love? Is there anybody that I need to make peace with? And it's just so powerful to hear that and keep in mind that that's the way we should be living, right? I mean, and I try when I'm in a good place to say to myself, I'm not going to be worrying about this on my deathbed, but I can really get caught up in the little things. And, you know, is this the right decision? You know, should we go on this trip? Should I spend money on this? And again, those are not going to be the things at the end that really matter.
Yeah, exactly. And mine was kind of just going back to that whole, you know, kind of planning for this, something to wrap your head around. I come from, I don't know, a German background, and, you know, my grandparents have passed, most of them. I actually still have a grandmother that's alive. But we didn't have conversations.
No.
Yeah, there was no talking about it. And, you know, even after the fact, it was kind of awkward. It was like, this person's here and now this person's not here.
Right. Well, and I have an Irish background, and for us, it's a lot of drinking, right? And so the whole Irish wake and the Irish funerals, which is a lot of storytelling and crying, but it's around having had alcohol. And so, you know, not that there's necessarily anything wrong with that, but it does take away some of the depth at times. And so, as I shared on, you know, the earlier segment, Danita really helped me wrap my head around the fact that my family wasn't ready for the passing of both of my parents, and that it was going to go a lot smoother and more gracefully if we actually had those conversations. So I did start having conversations with both of my parents pretty early on and pretty awkwardly, as they both got diagnoses of, you know, chronic diseases. So they weren't anywhere near dying, but I'm like, you're gonna, and let's hope that you're gonna go before me, right? I don't want to be getting hit by a bus in the next week, and they don't either, right? It's the natural progression of things. And so it was awkward, but I think in the end, it ended up really providing some very beautiful last moments with both of my parents, and my siblings and I are much closer for it too, because we were able to have some tough conversations during and then afterwards.
Yeah. And to really be able to honor what they want.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I guess it doesn't matter. My mom reached out and said, I want to go and I need your help. And I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, I didn't like do assisted suicide because we can't, and I'm not a doctor, so I wouldn't even know how, but I sure helped everyone recognize on her team that we weren't trying to prolong things, that she didn't want to have a long, dragged out, painful experience, because she had watched my dad go through that. And so, you know, we really were upfront, and she was honest with the palliative care, which would now be supportive care team, and said, you know, I don't want that experience, and I want to not be in pain. I don't like pain.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. And I wonder how they support the caregivers when they're not on the same page. page.
That was interesting, because that was one of the next things I wanted to talk about is, you know, what do I hope that our listeners, because we're not a show that's geared for talking to people who are passing, right? We're a show that's geared for people that are caregivers. Right. And some of the caregivers are going to be dealing with people that have, you know, chronic illnesses or are dying, but not all of us are, although all of us are going to be facing our own death at some point. And so I do wonder.
Yeah. Well, you know, they are both so kind and gentle and caring. I'm sure that they have a wealth of knowledge and expertise to help the caregiver in that role when the caregiver's wishes may be different than the person that they're caring for.
Yeah, actually, I do recall a couple conversations with Danita when she was early on in this career and saying, you know, like she'd come home from a pretty tough day and had said that, you know, she's a direct person and she had to use those skills and do it as gently and kindly as she could to kind of bring everybody at the table to the same place. And she did say the one thing that made it easier is that she's an outside party. Right. And sure. So that, you know, I was lucky that my brother and sister happened to be on the same page when I kind of took charge and said, we're going to honor what mom wants. If I had siblings that didn't want to do that, you know, it could be really difficult. And that's where Danita said a lot of times having that outside person, so people from a grace, you know, coming in and kind of facilitating that, it kind of it takes the pressure off of the personal feelings of I'm going to hurt my family.
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely a lot to take in and consider, and how wonderful that there are those supports and resources out there, because I can't even wrap my head around having to go through this alone.
Right.
Which kind of transitions nicely into how we like to end the show, which
yep.
is the community building aspect. And you want to speak a little bit more to that?
Well, yes, exactly. And so, you know, we're doing this radio show and we're putting together this community because we want to be there for one another. And we know that this caregiving can be overwhelming and exhausting. And that's why every time we come to an end of a show, we want to give you guys a challenge about bringing fun and joy into caregiving. Because as we heard from our guests, there is joy to all of this as well, right? And sharing these challenges can also bring us together to build a community and break down some of the isolation we may experience.
Yes. So we would love for you to post on our Facebook page or our Instagram page, which is the Empowered Caregiver Community, a funny picture or a funny story that you have to share around caregiving. And it just made me think of one that actually I shared the other day when my son was younger, I think maybe around 4 or 5. I was asking him a question. I don't know, what do you want for lunch? And he goes to me, I'm satisfied with my care. And I thought, oh, how sweet. What a sweet kid. That doesn't have anything to do with anything, but what a sweet kid. And so my husband goes to me, you know that Caden just watched the movie Big Hero 6, which was a Disney movie where there was a robot that was trained to kind of be a medical provider. And when the person was happy or done, when they were satisfied with their care, the robot would leave. So basically what my son was telling me is leave.
Yeah, exactly. So to all of you out there, we hope that you have a good week. We'll be back here next week with some interesting women who have been involved in epilepsy research. These two women are mothers of daughters who have epilepsy, and they said, we've got to work hard on getting some better research done for finding a cure. We will be seeing Colleen and Anne, and they will be talking to us about Lily's Fund and how they promote it through Purple Day. Have a great week, everybody.
Great. Take care of yourself.
And each other, like Lester Holt says.